Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Holly.
Yeah.
What was this weird story from trending in Tampa Bay?
This guy went on Reddit because he needed advice. His girlfriend of 7 months, and she had just moved in, and none of this had happened until the last month. I guess she wanted to chew up food and him eat it. Mm. Like, she wanted to mama bird him.
Wow. And that happens in relationships, you know, when you get really comfortable with someone and you ask for them to do the weird things that you normally would keep to yourself. Sure. But at this point, you're like,
well,
why not?
Together,
yeah, why not? Holly, you said you have one?
Oh, gosh. This goes back to college, by the way.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
This goes back to college. So I dated a guy for a couple years in college. And I got to be really sensitive about this.
What?
He was interested in... I don't know how to say this. Okay, so like, let's say you have
to... What are you about to say, Holly?
Ah, I should have planned this out better. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom, like, you know, number one.
Okay. Oh, God. Can we talk about this on the radio, Holly?
I don't know. You see where this is going, though?
Yes.
He wanted me to do that to him.
Okay. Wow.
And, like, he brought it up at first, like, joking, and I was like, haha, that's so weird. Then he brought it up again, and he was serious, and I was like, I want to do that. Nah, 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 come on. Is that considered this? Is that SNL? I'll tell you this.
It's a form of it, Holly.
I said no.
So you didn't?
I did not.
Okay.
No. Okay. Do I not want to do that? I have zero interest in that whatsoever. I mean, you know what? If that's your thing, you do you, boo.
Right.
That's not my thing. Not only that, I wouldn't be able to.
Wow.
I wouldn't. I just physically couldn't do it.
Had he done it before?
I don't know. Wow. I don't remember. The only thing I remember is that conversation and being like, no. I'm sorry.
Well, when you're in college.
I'm not the one for you. Okay.
When you're in college, you know, you do things you wouldn't normally do.
That's the time to ask, but not the time for me to do it.
Holly, the thing that a partner asked me to do one time involves you.
What?
And I've never told you this before.
What?
So Holly and I, we've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
We lived together for 5 years.
Yeah.
And in that time, you lived with you were married to your ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, we had a person I was dating. He moved in with us one time.
Yeah.
And when you and your husband at the time were out of town, we were a little tipsy. And he wanted us to do it in your bed.
What? What the hell?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Did you do it? Did you do it in my bed?
Let's move on. Let's talk.
We're going to have a conversation about this afterward.
No, we didn't. We didn't. He tried.
You had out the window that one night, out my window, so I don't know.
I did not have relations in your bed, Holly. Victor from Tampa, what's that thing that your partner asked you to do?
Yes, he makes me chew up his popsicle that is ice cream before, and I'll spit it in his mouth so he can eat it.
Why does he do this?
He says the ice cream is too cold for him. Like, he won't eat popsicles at all, but I always push him to eat it because they're so good. And he was like, okay, well, if you chew it up, I'll eat it. So I'll chew it, and then spit it in his mouth.
So literally, you are at the popsicle shop.
Maybe like, what is that place in downtown St. Pete? Hippo or whatever?
Hippo, yeah. And so you're sitting there chewing on it. And then literally you chew it up and then he
Do
opens his mouth.
Mama
and
bird it in there?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my mama bird it in there.
Oh, wow. Now, are
he
you...
He needs to just go get a damn slushie. That's what they make those for.
Or how about you just don't eat it if you can't handle it? That's another option as well. Now, Victor, are you two still together?
Yep.
Wow. He's like, I do it happily.
Wow.
That's fine.
Okay, well, there you go. good for you too.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Thank you for your phone call, Victor.
Check out a slushie.
Thank you.
Brandon from Town and Country, start us off. What was that request from your partner?
When I'm in the bathroom, they wanted to just be in there too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No matter what was going on.
Right.
Wait. They wanted to be in there or they didn't mind being in there?
No, like they wanted to be there.
Oh.
Okay, before we go any further with this conversation, was that it or was there more to the story? But don't tell us if there is more.
Don't tell us what the more is. Just say, yes, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all put together what happened. And we legally can't even talk about that on the radio.
No. Nope.
Now,
wait, that's like some Freudian, like, you got a complex that goes back to childhood with that.
Now, did you actually go through with this? Yes, you did.
Okay.
Well, how many times?
Like, every time.
Oh! So, how long did this relationship last?
3 years.
So, every time you were in the bathroom, first of all, you didn't have any privacy. Second of all, other things had to...
Yeah, let's, well, you know what?
Okay.
No. Not anything like crazy. I mean, just the other person just wanted to be in there.
Okay.
They were talking to you while you were in there?
Yeah, just kind of sit down and have a conversation, like, casually.
Okay, well, that would be something that would be a game changer for me.
Yeah.
That would definitely be one of those situations where I'd say, I don't know if I can continue being in a relationship with you.
That's rough.
Because of that. Wow. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for your phone call.
Oh, not a problem.
All right. Well, after that awkwardness from, we'll call him Bathroom Brandon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.